You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest, Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, how are you today?
Great. Happy first week of June, and we've got First Friday coming up and a fresh air market on the calendar. So lots to talk about today. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's do the First Friday. It's very exciting. We do this every other year. We do a juried show. I always love it. And this year's is particularly stunning, I think. It was juried by Allison Bremner, and the list of artists is really long. I'm going to
Allison Bremner. That's right. the Caffeinated Raven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allison, sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, all right. Yeah, you know Allison. You have that right. There are 20 some odd artists here, it looks like. You're going to see stuff from Terry Robas, Emily M. Lang. The list of people is amazing, and the artwork is stunning, and it's virtual. So you can go onto our website and see that. She will be making the announcements of who's winning the best in show and best of photography and all those sorts of things at the First Friday on at 4:30 on Friday. So go to our website and check it out. See all these things. Barnaby Brewing has Tina Halverson. She's a wood burning artist. Hmm. So that's a live one. Things are starting to get lively, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of fun. The Juno Douglas City Museum celebrate First Friday in person at the City Museum on the 4th. You have free admission from 4 to 6:30, and they're doing 30-minute tours, behind the scene tours, so you can see how they set up their exhibits. Nico is leading them, so stop in there, and if you're sort of curious about what's behind the screen, so to speak. There's also a preview of their little free museum, you know, like little free libraries, only they're going to have a little free museum. So that you can see how they're going to work that. That'll be kind of fun. The Alaska State Museum has Santas Lani Hotch on the legacy of weaving in Klukwan. I listened into her conversation. We did the curated conversations during wearable art. And she talked about the weaving, the Chilkat blanket weaving, and the exhibit that's at the museum. But it's really fascinating. The exhibit is called The Spirit Wraps Around You. And she just discusses how the weaving evolved over the years, through the many years. It's quite fascinating. So and that's a live one. You can go there and see that, I guess, and enjoy it. The Juno Artist Gallery, it's Chef Steph is the featured artist for the month. She's celebrating LGBT Pride Month with Pride-themed toffee, caramels, and shortbread cups. There will be a sneak preview of 2 new toffee flavors.
Mm.
So I'm in favor of that. You should come say hi and test these out. It's COVID aware. It's from 4:30 to 6. Also, for people who don't know, the Juno Artist Gallery is a co-op, and they are interested in having other artists join them if you'd like. They'll have information there about that. So that's a place to visit. Sketch Studios having a wonderful thing called an Art Farmers Market. It's MK, Rakesh Crafts, and Celia Denton. They will be serving up real bagels, crocheted vegetables, painted flowers, and more. If it's a dry day, they'll be out in the parking lot. But if it's a wet day like today, they will be inside Sketch. And Sketch is just off that parking lot there off of Main Street. So
yeah, it looks like they got a new storefront or new siding on their building as well. It's red, so easy to find.
Oh, that makes it easier to find. So I just love the idea of crocheted vegetables.
Me
for
too.
Some reason.
And real bagels sound pretty good as well.
Yes. And then go over and have the toffee. Annie Kales is celebrating Father's Day. They are featuring work by Byron Birdsall and his daughter, Courtney Birdsall Clifford. So stop in. And the new Annie Kales thing, if you haven't been down there yet. So that's what's happening with that. And then, as you mentioned, on Saturday, we're having the first live fresh air market for the year. It'll be in what's called the Brickyard, which is that space where the buses usually park between Marine Park in the downtown library. We have like 12 different vendors, all kinds of people coming. There's fish. I don't know if people remember, there was used to be a vendor that did olive oil, different kinds of olive oils at some of our markets. She has gone out of business, but Casa Corpola has picked up that project or that thing. There's Linda Buckley is doing a book signing. There's Kelsey Erickson Kaiser, Sarah Ryan, Linda Ball. There's all kinds of things. And you can go on our website and sort of see like a little catalog of what's coming. So if you go onto the Jack and type in fresh air markets, you'll get there. I'm excited about having these. We're going to, after we get this one, then we're going to go over and do them by Centennial Hall like we've done in the past.
Okay. And tell me again where the Brickyard is. Is that that new-ish area right there beside the library?
This is where, like, you've never noticed it before because usually it has buses parked on it, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. when you're walking from Marine Park towards the library, it's down there. There's a statue, the sculpture of the miners and all that.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Sort of assessed. Yeah.
Got it.
It's really nice. We did two of them, one there last year, and it's a really nice space for things to happen. So I'm looking forward to it. So we just need a real nice day, or even a day that's not quite as rainy as Monday was. But anyway, so things are really starting to get exciting. People, it's exciting to see people out and about. It's exciting to see restaurants open. Concerts are starting, that sort of thing. We might be on the back, like coming back.
I think there are signs of life. There are signs of activity. People are out and about. And I love the idea of this fresh air market. Hopefully, if it is raining, people will have tents and rain jackets and can make do anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Nancy, we'll be moisturized. Nancy, thanks so much for joining me today. And thanks, as always, for the First Friday Roundup. I love getting the scoop from you. So appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you.
Yep. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.